For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Clinton Washington III. You're listening to the sounds of the Lugoff Elgin High School Marching Band. From band camp to the 14 hours of weekly practice, these students have put in a great amount of effort and time to develop a show for the school's football games and statewide band competitions. It takes a lot of preparation for routine to come together. Meredith Rhodes, drum major from the Lugoff Elgin High School Marching Pride, talks about the physical demands of being in a marching band.
Well, we do dance workouts before every practice to get our bodies warmed up, and it's a series of stretches and it's really just dancing to get our bodies moving fluidly as possible. We also do marching warm-ups that check our technique and make sure that we are all on the same page. We also do some cardio, not much, but we do that to the point where our bodies are warmed up and ready to go. And there is some weightlifting involved, especially for the low brass instruments, with keeping horn angles correct. And it's really just an entire body workout as well as a mental workout.
In addition to the physical preparation, students must have a mental focus as they march on the field playing a 6 to 8 minute show memorized. While students are marching, they are thinking of the next set of music and movements. Gabriel Sullivan, percussion captain of the Lugoff Elgin Marching Band, says participating is a combination of mental and physical balance.
You're going to have to listen back to tempo, and then you're going to have to focus on where your feet are, and you're going to have to watch as well to know where you're playing, and then you're going to have to work on where you're playing, making sure you're in the right spot, and then you have to make sure that you're not slowing down and that you're maintaining your body's physical exertion to be able to get through the show. It's a lot to take in at once, and when you do it the first time, it's almost impossible. You think, how in the world does anybody do this? But after a while, you get used to it, and it just becomes like second nature, almost like a habit.
At the end of a marching band season, many students participate in a concert band. This also requires hours of preparation. Meredith Rhodes speaks about how she budgets her time practicing and playing with schoolwork.
Lots of time management. I'm also balancing school on top of all of that, and school is very important to me, but I make the most of my time throughout my practice session so that I know that I'm prepared for the upcoming concert and that I'm prepared for the season. I also make sure that I can work as diligently as I can for as long as I can without sacrificing mental strength on other things. So in regards to balancing concert season with marching season, it's really just a push and pull. Some days marching band takes more than concert band does, and some days concert band takes more than marching band does, and it really just depends on the progress made in both of those situations.
Participating in a marching band could be considered for a physical education credit based on certain criteria at South Carolina high schools. Glenn Price, former president of the South Carolina Band Directors Association, explains.
It passed a little over a year ago, and there are some restrictions on it. You can't just be in the marching band. We have a certain number of items that we have to meet in order to be able to award that credit. We based our rubric on how to get a credit for marching band on virtual PE, which students can take. No one monitors you but mom and dad. But in the marching band thing, we actually see and monitor that physical activity.
This report can also be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Clinton Washington III in Columbia.